special day, girl. Say hip hip hooray, girl. You've made it to Salem. You'll scream at the Witch Museum. It's like a bad dream. Elvira's in Salem. That girl on the broom is taking this town by storm. She's going to go as far as a girl can get. Don't worry if you start feeling a little warm. 'Cause Salem is smoking weed, don't mean the cigarette. If you're yearning to see a witch burning, in your grave you'll be turning with Elvira in Salem.
No trip to Salem would be complete without picking up a few souvenirs. So I came down here to the Salem Witch Museum souvenir shop, and I found some greatest things like some real scary stuff like this black cat. And, this witch. I think I'll take one of those. Put the cat in there too. And, I almost had a heart attack. Oh, it's a frog in a tutu. This is scary, I must say. No. Thought it might turn into Prince. Oh, well, let's see. Oh, look, fish. Mm-hmm. Guess they meant to send this to the Fish Museum, but they mixed up and sent it to the Witch Museum. Do. Scared myself. And let's see. Oh, look, I love these plaques. I always buy these wherever I go. This one here says anyone can be a mother, but it takes someone special to be a mommy. Okay, I'll take that anyway. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, look, a duck brush. Duck! let's see what else I have here. Oh, look, pom-pom fun balls. Mm-hmm, that's what they used to call me in high school. Guess I'll take two. And what else do we have? Oh, books, look, Superstitions of England, Witchcraft of Salem. Ah! Oh, I have coca. It's really hairy. Okay, oh, look, I got to get one of these. I mean, this is a classic, a broom for my trip back. A new Italian modern model of a broom. Oh, this is great. I gotta get a couple of these.
You think I'm mad, don't you? Perhaps we're both mad.
somebody. Oh, how about this man here? Hi, how's it going?
Great.
What's your name?
Bill Hennessy.
Bill, you know, being Halloween and everything, I was just wondering if you had a big treat for me.
Oh, I sure have.
I bet you do, Bill.
Sure do.
But I think we better. I think Bill has a big treat for me. Let's move on now.
So that's it? It's over?
Elvira's trick-or-treat tips. I said tips. You know, Halloween is a great time to clean out the old record collection. Remember all those great albums you still love but just don't have the room for? Well, why not make some lucky boy or girl jump for joy when you drop oldies but goodies like these in their trick-or-treat bag? Here, little boy, you're gonna love my Donnie and Marie album. And oh, how about this? It's Jimmy Swaggart. Take my Flying Nun album, please. And my fave, Day by Day by Doris Day. And you'll love Disco Duck.
All are good. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Elvira, and I'll be standing by to take your calls right after this.
Hi. Are you stuck in a dead-end job? Are you so desperate that you wish you had a dead-end job to be stuck in? Just too stupid to be a computer programmer? Too squeamish to be a dental assistant? Too short to drive a truck? Then we may have just the school for you. The Salem State College of Witchcraft and Voodoo. Yes, on the beautiful campus of the Salem State College of Witchcraft and Voodoo, you may find just the career you've been looking for. Yes, our veterans-approved course of study includes such classes as potions, black magic, white magic, possessions, sorcery, voodoo dolls, and of course, hex education.
How do you think I got as far as I did? Brains?
And our fully qualified instructors take a very personal interest in all of our students.
I never did do no good in school, but now I light up at the thought of a spelling bee. And I'm making good money, too.
You'll meet exciting new friends, and all in the serene setting of beautiful Salem. So if you're looking for a career with a future, as well as a past, call now at 666-WITCH. Operators are standing by.
Hi, I'm still Elvira. I'm waiting for you to call. If you call right now, we'll give you as our free gift this beautiful combination phone and alarm clock. So call right now. Hurry. For the first 500 callers, we'll also include my home phone number. Salem State College of Witchcraft and Voodoo. Salem State College of Witchcraft and Voodoo. Salem State College of Witchcraft and Voodoo.
Salem State College of Witchcraft and Voodoo is not associated with Salem State College.
She wouldn't even harm a fly.
My name is Norman Bates. I'm just a normal guy. My name is Norman Bates.
Young man with regular interests and habits, and Mrs. Bates, clingy, possessive woman, and a homicidal maniac. When Norman encountered the girl in the hotel, his sexual instincts were aroused. He wanted her. He desired her. This was too much for the other side of Norman's personality. In a jealous frenzy, mother murdered the girl.
In downtown Salem, kind of interviewing some people, locals, you know. And I found a guy here. What's your name, sir?
Elmer Allard.
Elmer?
Elmer.
Okay, Elmer, so how's it going?
Wonderful.
Good. Elmer, you know, I have a really important question I want to ask you. Do you believe in superstitions? You know superstitions? Do you believe in them?
Never.
No, you're not a superstitious man?
Never.
No, you mean you never had any bad thing happen to you? Superstitious, you know, kind of black hat cross your path, nothing?
No.
Elmer, you're a lucky guy. Okay, you know what I want you to do? Just like a little experiment for me?
Yes.
Okay, how about just like turning around over here and just walking under that ladder and we can prove that way that, you know, superstitions really don't exist.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go right ahead there. All right, see? Guess we did.
Jules, yeah.
special time for me and, well, for all of us folks down here. It's time for reflection. Time to look back and be grateful for all those tricks we've been treated to. It's a time when I like to plug in the fire and listen to some of my all-time favorite Halloween carols. And they're all available on this album. Elvira's all-time favorite Halloween carols. You'll get all these all-time favorites. Elvira's all-time favorite Halloween carols. How much would you pay for all these favorites? Well, don't answer, because if you act now, you'll also get this. Elvira's all-time favorite Halloween carols, Volume 2. You'll get more of my all-time favorites, like...
Eyes of Mommy Kids in Frankenstein.
Enough Halloween carols to last a lifetime. Available now through this special offer. Here's how to order.
Just send 999 or 999 to Elvira's all-time favorite Halloween carols volumes 1 and 2 box 5 and 999 on Terry's last question 999. No check CODs or money orders. We want your cash only.
That's Elvira's all-time favorite Halloween carols volume 1 and 2. Listen to it with someone you love.
Forever.
from me, it's really important to look good on Halloween. For example, if you're going as a ghost, don't wear a floral print sheet. And most importantly, be sure the eye holes are in the general vicinity of the eyes. Elvira here. I was just about to make my favorite Halloween snack. Now, if you're like me, and I know you are exactly like me, after a long, hard day of carving pumpkins, you're just not in the mood for a pumpkin pie. I mean, to tell you the truth, that stuff looks like it fell out of a pamper. So, when I'm talking Halloween snacks, I'm not talking pumpkin. I'm talking Halloweenies. Don't get excited, girls. These are just the kind you pick up at the grocery store. Now, first, I'm going to carve them, just like this. Some of you more sensitive guys in the audience might want to close your eyes for this part. Make a little eye there. Another little eye. Little nose. And then, of course, a little mouth. There you go. Oh, hi, I'm a little weenie. And now I'm going to fill his face with some of this delicious cheese product, just like this. Uh-huh. So delicious and good for you. And now he's all ready, isn't he cute? Let's just cook him up. Now, if you listen carefully, you can almost hear him saying Happy Halloween.
Ah! Help me, somebody!
And in just moments, you've made more than a snack. You've made a friend. Happy Halloween.
Oh, century's best for bachelorette rooftop garden. Here comes her boyfriend Satan in his cool car. Ooh, it's so hot! They go out on a date, and Elvira gives Satan
unpleasant dreams.
Get your Elvira doll, Satan, cool car, and Nightmare Mansion for only $79.99. Breasts sold separately.
Welcome back to the $25,000 Pentagram with your host, Dick Dark.
Remember, Elvira, just give a list of the clues. If you make a mistake, you'll hear this.
Well, we'll have none of that. None of that, get it, Scissor?
Yes, I get it.
Okay, concentrate. Here's your first subject.
My dress.
Tight things, tacky things.
Watch it, sister, will you? I said my dress. Your dress. The whole cow cut it.
Black things.
Oh, I'm so cute and furry. I'm a little pet.
Things a puppy would say, things a dog would say, things a kitten would say.
No, I said cute.
Things a bunny, what a bunny would say.
Oh, go on.
Yes?
Go on to the next one. Go on. A broom.
Things you sweep with, things you clean with, things with a handle. Things
shut
with
up. A broom. A black cat. The guy you picked up last night.
I didn't pick up any guy last night.
Oh, you're so sure.
I didn't.
Well, you didn't win, sis, but you'll be able to try again tomorrow when you come back with Madonna and Soupy Sales.
Oh, Soupy.
You may be able to win the $25,000 Pentagram. Till then, I'm Dick Dark. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm glad you knew the whole thing. Now I don't even get to come back.
Are you?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
You think the bats are a furry pet?
Yes, I think something very cute. I do. I don't talk to me.
Just the way we are when we come down. We sweat and laugh and scream here, 'cause life is just a dream here. You know inside you feel right at home. Yeah. Welcome to my breakdown. Whoa. You're welcome to my nightmare. Yeah.
He wants to talk. Oh, the man with the dog. Hi.
Hi there, Eva.
How's it going?
Okay.
What's your name?
Paul.
Paul, let me tell you, have you ever had like a really bad trick played on you for Halloween?
Bad trip?
Bad trick. I'm sure you've had a lot of bad trips, Paul, but like a bad trick played on you for Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, like what?
Rubber dog do on my front step a couple times.
Oh, rubber dog do. That is vicious, but it's better than a real thing though, right?
Much better, yeah.
Yeah, so you're lucky.
Yeah, much better. Very lucky, thank you.
How about your dog? What's the best, worst thing ever happened to him? Would you like to say a few words?
Oh, somebody laid a real one on his front step once.
Someone laid a person doo-doo on his step one. No.
That's Benny.
I gotta give him away. He's trying to eat the microphone.
Okay, everybody. Up off your Beelzebubs. It's time for Exorcising with Elvira.
Okay, you say you're possessed by 20 pounds of extra flesh and you're having a devil of a time getting rid of it. What to do? Well, it's time to exercise that fat away the exorcist way. Okay, first we're going to do away with that extra chin you've been paying hell for down at the office. Now we're going to start with some neck twists. And ready? Begin. And now to the left. That's right. Feel the burn. And don't forget to breathe.
Hi, here we are in Salem. It's Halloween night, and there's some people around here in some great costumes. Oh, look at these guys' costumes. You guys have on some great Halloween costumes.
This isn't a costume, lady. I'm a real policeman.
I'm so sure. He's a real policeman. How long have you been a cop here in Salem?
7 years.
Oh, yeah? And in that 7 years, have you ever arrested any witches?
No, I have, but you may be the first one.
Oh, I'm the first one.
Oh, you think that's funny?
Huh?
You think
what?
That's a joke?
Hey, lady, do you have a permit? Do you have a permit to be out here?
Permit to do what?
Just turn around now. We're going
to
cop you.
Permit to do what?
Give me your hands back here. Stop giving us a hot time.
What do I have to have a permit for? I'm just out here being myself. It's Halloween. I'm dressed up.
Bad.
This is a costume.
Sorry.
It's a costume. It's MTV.
Yeah.
I'm a star. I'm a celeb. I'm a big celebrity.
Oh, are you really?
I'm a big celebrity.
You can think something you can.
You can't do this to me. I'm on TV.
We'll be talking about it.
I don't care.
Let's get her out of here.
I guess I should be on my way. I do.
You know, the treats you give out on Halloween are as important as the tricks you receive. You wouldn't want to be known as that old bag down the street who gives out stale candy, would you? I don't think so. Give a little time and thought to the treats you give out this year. Some good treats might be a Walkman or his and hers matching Rolexes. Bad treats would be raw fish, baked beans, or a bowling ball. Hello, darling. It's me, that cute little maid who loves to get paid. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. And like I promised, it's time for that special treat for all you tricksters out there. That's right. It's time for Fanfare, Please. Never mind. It's time for Elvira's weirdest, strangest, most bizarre video countdown of all time. Now, over the next hour, you're going to be seeing some of the sickest stuff ever set to celluloid. All these videos have been scientifically selected and approved by a completely impartial panel of judges. Me, myself, and I. And if you don't like it, lump it. I mean, what do you think I look like, Pricewaterhouse? Anyway, let's kick things off with one of my all-time favorite cool bands doing Shadow of Love, The Damned. Excuse me. God, I was on TV for a second there. I mean, coming in at number 10, it's Dave Vanian and The Dark.
Stand in the shadow of love.
darling. Glad to see you back. Glad to see your front, too, but that's another story for another time. Just before the commercial break, you saw Ozzy Osbourne doing Shot in the Dark, which came in at number 9 in Elvira's weirdest, strangest, most bizarre video countdown of all time. Well, we caught up with Ozzy on the set of his upcoming film, appropriately entitled Trick or Treat, and asked him exactly what he thought of the special spooky videos I selected tonight.
I just think it's sexist, evil, satanic rubbish.
Whoa, dude, sure have changed your tune. Guy, maybe the same thing happened to him that happened to that girl in his video. Yeah, you know, she went to an Ozzy Osbourne concert looking normal, but after the concert, she was all weird and gnarly looking. Well, old Oz must have just come home from seeing Wayne Newton in Vegas or something, because he sure looked different to me. Ozzy, excuse me, but do you have anything you'd like to say to the audience before we move on?
Trick or treat, I'll see you on Halloween.
Oh, phew. Now there's the old Ozzy we know and hate. Thanks, Ozzy, and give my best to Harriet. Now stick around, because in the number 8 slot, we've got a real classic piece for you. Piece of what, I won't say. But a real classic piece from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Let's do the Time Warp. Don't think of going anywhere, darling, because I've got Lou Reed, Alice Cooper, and the Blow Monkeys coming right up on MTV. With me, and no, my first name ain't Baby. It's Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, if you're nasty. And we're running down the top 10 weirdest, strangest, most bizarre videos of all time right here on Macabre TV. Now, the Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show came in at number 8, which brings us to number 7. And it's the video inspired by the biggest star in Japan, and I do mean the biggest, Godzilla. And now you're gonna find out why it's called I Was Afraid to Love Him.
I was afraid to love you, but now I want more of you. Your tender touch meant so much to me.
They always make me cry. Well, now in a more jugular vein, we've got my man, Alice Cooper, just doing what he does best, playing a typical dad to a typical teen in the video from the movie Friday the 13th. He's back.
Come on, Dad. I'm trying to make a good impression.
It's a lovely night. Walking in the moonlight is very romantic. Trust me.
But, Dad, you promised to let me use the car if I got good grades. Dad, I want to take her to the movies. It'll take an hour to walk there.
Then you better get going. And by the way, enjoy the show.
You're with your baby and you're parked alone on a summer night. You're deep in love, but you're deeper in the woods. You think you're doing all right. Did you hear that voice? Did you see that face? Or was it just a dream? This can't be real, that only happens, babe, on the movie screen. Lover's lake, and the wind blows cold. It chills your bones, but you're still on the make. That's a bad mistake. Ah, but the moon was full, and you had a chance to be all alone. But you're not alone, this is your last dance, and your last romance. Yeah, cause he's back. He's the man behind the mask. And he's out of control. He's back. The man behind the mask. And he crawled out of his
Did you enjoy the movie? Jason, I'm talking to you.
Well, not sure I really understood it all.
Then let me explain.
Some folks have a strange idea of entertainment.
Happy Halloween, darling, and welcome back to my own special brand of video countdown. Now, number six was He's Back with Alice Cooper, and he's back all right, like a bad case of the flu. Wow, just imagine having a dad like Alice. I mean, for that matter, just imagine having a dad named Alice. Whoa, too macabre. Hey, baby, I just love their wicked ways. Oh, excuse me, darling. Guess I've been here a little too long. I'm starting to go a little psycho. Psycho? Psycho? Did somebody say psycho? Whoa, what a coincidence! Number 4 on my weirdest, strangest, most bizarre video countdown of all time is based on the movie Psycho. It all takes place at the Bates Motel, which is a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to die there. You know what's sort of like a roach motel? People check in, but they don't check out. Get the picture? Anyway, here's number 4, Carter Burwell with Screams of Love. It's me, that gal on the tube who's got the big ratings, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and I'm still counting them down here on Macabre TV. Now, it looks like we're down to number 3 already, and it's gotta be one of the strangest, if not the weirdest, video of the evening. It's another monster theme, sorta like Godzilla, but this time he ain't located in Japan. Here's another one of my close personal friends, but not that close, Fred Schneider of the B-52s with Monster in My Pants.
You're just happy to see me. You know, I've been told I got a couple of monsters my own darn self, but we won't go into that right now. I happen to know from going backstage to so many rock concerts that it takes rock stars a long time to take their makeup off after the show. But heck, it must take Lou about 1,000 times as long. Wait a minute. Maybe there's nothing left to take off after the show. Gee, I'm gonna have to think about that one another time. Well, darling, we're getting close to that big finito, so don't let me catch you playing with your knobs, because coming up next is the scariest, the creepiest, most weirdest and frightening video of all time. That's right, number one in my countdown here on Macabre TV. Well, darling, here it comes, as promised, for your viewing displeasure, the most frightening video you'll ever see in this or any other lifetime. Lock your doors and grab onto the person or pet of your choice, because here it is. No, it's not Jason, it's not Freddy Krueger, it's not even the alien, it's too scary, I can't even say it! What, huh? Oh, that piece of the door is so scary. I could hardly keep my eyes open through most of it. Well, anyway, that's about it. The 10 weirdest, strangest, most bizarre videos of all time, and you saw them here with me on MTV. I think I better get on out of Salem before they decide to have another witch hunt. I trust you enjoyed your little trip. I know I did. Till then, here's something to hold you over. Mwah! Hope you had a safe, insane Halloween, and, oh yeah, unpleasant dreams.
It's your special day, girl. Say hip hip hooray, girl. You've made it to Salem. You'll scream at the Witch Museum. It's like a bad dream. Elvira's in Salem. That girl on the broom is taking this town by storm. She's going to go as far as a girl can get. Don't worry if you start feeling a little warm. 'Cause Salem is smoking, we don't mean the cigarette. If you're yearning to see a witch burning, in your grave you'll be turning with Elvira in Salem.
Stay tuned for Alice Cooper live from Detroit on MTV.